There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Richie is here to help manipulate those buttons that are an infamous part of our program. Where would we be without those buttons?
Oh, lots of noise.
We need the buttons.
Let's hear it for buttons. Jennifer,
no buttons. Yes,
the
sir.
California drought. Pushing buttons now.
Buttons.
Yeah, buttons. Buttons, we love those buttons. The drought in California is going to cost the state of California and its economy almost $3 billion.
I believe it.
21,000 jobs, gonzo. This is according to a study at the University of California. The biggest hit comes in agriculture, which will lose almost $2 billion this year.
Speaking of agriculture in California, can
yes.
I derail you for a minute?
No, it's all right.
Can I make you pull
point.
Your hair out?
I've made my point. Yeah, go ahead.
Did I tell you about the chicken condos?
No.
Oh, this is a good one. So if you don't know, I do a local show in California, and as part of that, I had a gentleman named Stephen Frank on the air who does the California Political Review. It's an online blog website. And he asked me if I had purchased eggs recently. And I said, well, yeah, I noticed that the price of eggs has gone up. I kind of attributed it to a couple of things. One, I'd heard there was a chicken flu, so a lot of chickens had to be destroyed, and that caused the price of eggs to go up. And two, I would imagine that the drought has impacted the farmers in California. He said, wrong and wrong. Yeah. The prices of eggs have gone up in California because we voted on, and I don't even remember this, a few years ago, we voted to provide chickens with condominiums, essentially. Each chicken in California on a farm has to be given a certain amount of space. And you cannot put them together, you know, like those terrible images of the chicken farm. They each have to have their own separate chicken condominium to go to, and that is causing farms to eat a lot of the cost. Plus, then it gets passed on to consumers. In addition to that, Jerry Brown is now requiring that all the chicken condominiums have solar panels. So now the chicken condos are going green and getting solar panels put in, which is costing $1 million at a crack on average for most farms.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Well, government intervention screwing up agriculture.
Hey,
let's
chicken
play the devil's
space
advocate
is okay,
here.
But energy...
The
really?
Way chickens are bred and raised and butchered for consumption is really gross.
It is gross.
And
I've been telling you that. You finally believe me.
Right.
I've been telling you that for years.
So while we would love to see cleaner, more humane chicken raising so that we can have a chicken sandwich and chicken on the grill and all that kind of stuff. It has to be done wisely, and it sounds like they're not doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. No, they aren't doing it wisely at all.
And choices are always key, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the story from Denver. 58-year-old man arrived late for a flight to attend his high school reunion, accused of running onto the concourse at Denver Airport to stop the plane. Mark Raymar, charged with a count of endangering public transportation, charged with a felony, misdemeanor count, hindering transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. According to the police report, Raymar found his Ohio-bound United flight pushing back from the gate. He forcibly opened the locked emergency exit door, triggered the alarms, and ran into the ramp area. Anybody who's got half a brain knows you're not going to win doing that. This guy then ran out of the door onto the airport tarmac, chased down a tug that is used to push the planes out from the ramp, and the tug driver, the aircraft, he was trying to stop this guy. The plane obviously is full. The tug driver was forced to stop. He insisted on boarding the plane and then the police came out and arrested him. But who in their right mind does stuff like, I mean, it's an interesting story. He's going to have to pay a $10,000 fine. You know, he may have to go to jail. He probably won't go to jail. But whatever possesses people, they're so egotistical or whatever it is. Maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe he got stuck in traffic, whatever it is. But, you know, when you put yourself above all the other people, it's the same sort of thing as, in my mind anyway, as happens when there are accidents on the highway. When people drive too fast or drive carelessly or recklessly and they cause accidents and create situations, last Friday, actually it's happened the last two Fridays, accidents on the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is the big east-west corridor from Boston to Albany, the toll road, there was an accident. And you know, Fridays in the summertime are horrible anyway. There are backups sometimes of 10, 12, 14 miles getting to the exits that New Yorkers take who are coming down from the mountains of New Hampshire or the seacoast of Maine, the end of their vacation. So these people who are driving, they're just in such a hurry. I got to get there. You can see, you can almost feel them when they get behind you at a light and they push the horn. And the second the light goes green, you know, there's that. And you thought it used to be just taxi drivers. No. And more often it's aggressive women drivers than it is men, in my estimation, or what my experience is. And I just wonder sometimes, how did you get yourself into the situation where you were that? I'm a person who has been guilty of being late many times in my life. I'd be the first to admit I'm trying to change my evil ways when it comes to that and doing much better at it. But when you're in a situation where you have created a problem for yourself and you expect everybody else to jump because you have a problem, seems to me is what sort of culture or family life or thinking breeds that into you so that you think
it's
okay?
Nowadays more than ever.
What?
Distracted driving because of your cell phone.
Okay, maybe.
Next time you ride down the highway, I have a cradle on my dashboard for my phone, so I don't touch it. If I have my map on, I have my map on, my music on, and I set it when I leave, and I turn it off when I get there. But next time you drive down the highway, look around you at the people and count how many people within 1 mile mm-hmm. are looking at their phone with their
yep.
phone in their hand
yep.
looking down at
yep.
it.
Yeah.
And this is why most of this traffic that you see happens now is just distracted driving because of phones.
Mm-hmm.
Put them down, man.
Yep.
So do we all have ADD?
We're getting that way. That was my point earlier when we were talking about people not having to think anymore. You can focus or try to focus on any number of things. You see people don't ever put these things down. They're always looking at them. They're always on them. They're always a part. They've got them in their hip pocket. I don't know.
I have anxiety when I'm away from my phone, and I
Why?
Hate that.
That's
I don't know. I hate
you know,
that. It's
funny.
Terrible.
I went to a taekwondo class Saturday mornings, 9 a.m., and I halfway, you know, up the road, in between, it's only 3 or 4 minutes from my house, I realized, oh, I left my phone at home.
Phone.
And I was like, good.
Yeah, no, see, if I leave my phone, I go back and get it, because normally I would lead a different
yeah,
sort of...
Yeah, if I'm going to be gone for the day or
yeah.
coming to work or something, I might. But, you know, for an hour or two,
yeah.
let it go.
Well, in some circumstances, better off to leave it around. But it just seems to me that the selfishness involved in those sorts of situations are worth as
well. Well, the interesting thing is, why do we feel such a desperate need to be connected at any mm-hmm. given moment?
Insecurities. Why do we have those insecurities?
Why do I need anybody to be able to get in contact with me now?
Right,
right now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Challenges for those who are married. What is your biggest challenge if you are married? Let's review that in a moment here on Good Day.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with barn animals.
hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license 1256, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15, see store or staples.com for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hey, team. Half the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with a challenge of how to make it work. How do you find somebody? How do you get to know somebody? How do you decide what it's going to be like as you couple and stay together? How is it
how do you
that
keep
you...
your current girlfriend's yap shut?
No, I don't know about that. This is about more getting married than anything else. The focus on what happens when so many people get married and they don't know who they're marrying. They don't know really anything, the serious things that you need to know about your partner, male or female. And then when it doesn't work, there's this horrible scorched earth litigation process that goes on, whether it's because the couple has unrequited expectations, is that the right word? Unfulfilled expectations. You're not the way you were when you were dating me. You don't really love me. You wanted me for sex. Whatever it is. There are two fields that are growing by leaps and bounds because of people's inability to work on the finding the right mate. Now, I'm not saying that you have to only be married once. You can be married as many times as you want. But don't expect that there aren't going to be consequences. And so I'm looking at these people who are getting divorced, the ages that people get divorced. They either are getting, what do they call it, the trial marriage. What's that first, practice marriage? What's the term used for the first marriage?
Practice marriage,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there are a lot of people who get married way too young. Richie was smart. He waited until he was late. Jennifer's smart. She's waiting until she's older.
Don't you think it's more about you, though? I mean, don't you think
individual?
It's more about... Yeah, I mean, I believe in soulmates, and I believe that you have somebody out there, but I think so many marriages are not successful because of the person, not their partner. I mean, you have to be willing to be alone,
too.
And you have to be willing to live your life, and you
absolutely
have to be willing not to rely on somebody for your happiness. I mean,
yeah.
And that's a lot of what makes a marriage successful.
There are a lot of groups around now that are focused on helping the women make it through the divorce season. I think maybe the next half hour we'll spend a little more time on this.
Divorce?
21 after on Good Day.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. It's
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
To review the top five songs from this week in 1993, which is one of the things we like to do here from time to time on the Good Day program, because music is such an important part of our lives. It's so much fun. It's cool to review what has happened musically. So we go back to this week in 1993 for this song, which I think is a great song from, I think you're doing this backwards though, Richie. You started with number one instead of number five.
Oh, I sure have. I'm sorry. Well, here, let's go around to the other end of this.
The suspense.
Yeah, right. In case you just tuned in.
Number five this week from 1993. The group is Soul Asylum. The song is called Runaway Train. What do you remember about this, Jen?
This guy looked like he needed a shower.
Yeah.
Dirty. But I loved this. I loved this song. This is a good one.
I hear about people in showers.
This is the grunge movement, and so it just everybody looks gross, and this guy especially had the now. You know, dark hair people can get away with it easier. This guy was blonde, and he looked greasy.
Greasy, yeah. There's a kid playing. Justin Hayward is doing a solo tour instead of just with a new. He does the Moody Blues a couple times a year. Now he's because he has a lot of music that he's created on his own for himself, and so he had decided he would go on tour in America, and he's here for I think about a month. He was in Boston Friday night. I went to see him, and there was a guy who died in the audience as the show was beginning. So they stopped the show for about 25 minutes, and Justin had a few words, and then went on. He said, "We came to enjoy some music." And so, anyway, the point I'm making with regard to what you said about the kid from Soul Asylum, he had a guitarist with him, very, very good. His hair was long, but it needed to be washed. And you just, you know, you see that
so
wine.
You had good seats, huh?
I had good seats, yeah. All right.
You see it, you'll know.
Number four. Jodeci?
Jodeci,
thank you. I should ask before.
I prefer Jodeci better, though.
Right. Like a Star Wars character.
Yeah, that name. Yes, of course. I'm trying to tell. All right, so this is pretty much this news fest.
Oh, Jodeci, number one hit you will have.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Mariah Carey. Good song, Dream Lover. Crank it up, Richie.
Her voice is not sounding so hot.
Has she overused it? Has she abused it? She doesn't look like the type who's a big druggie, or she doesn't abuse herself that way, does she?
I don't know. I know that sometimes she seems out of it, but I can't, you know, who knows?
What did you say, Richie?
I haven't heard that. No, I haven't. Usually you would hear something that I haven't.
Right.
But yeah, she does act a little wacky sometimes.
No.
Could just be eclectic.
Yeah,
yeah, that's eclectic. I like that. Number two belongs to the tag team. Whoop. Whoop. There it is.
Whoop. Can you dig it?
No, actually, I can't.
Come on.
Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, take a chair. These three words, and you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
All right, that's number two.
Lyrically, I mean, just intense and deep.
Yeah, it sure is.
Whoop.
Hi, I think we heard this before a few moments ago. What's happened in your life in the 3 minutes since this was on?
It's been so long 40. Since I've heard this song.
It's a great remake of a perfect pop song called Can't Help Falling in Love.
Can't
Help Falling in Love with you, Jennifer.
Who did it originally, Doug?
Who are meant to be.
Come on.
Okay. Come on. I gotta sing it first. If you hadn't asked me, I'd have had it.
It's so easy, that's why I asked it.
I know.
Let's hang, baby.
Who is it?
Oh, it's almost, baby.
What's the matter with me?
Right.
Thank you. Hi, UB40, number one during this week in 1993 with Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Here. Hey, I think you're all beautiful. I love you guys. And I'll bet a lot of you out there have acne. I feel your pain. It's embarrassing. And you're thinking, how on earth can I get rid of it, right? One word, proactive. I'm telling you, prescription-grade proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. There's a reason why so many celebrities use proactive. Their faces are their money. It's time to get it because proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number for our listeners. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you proactive. Plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45. It's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-726-0233. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Sarah sent you. Call 800-726-0233. 800-726-0233.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The British author wrote, "Sometimes you have to step outside of the person you've been and remember the person you were meant to be, the person you wanted to be, the person you are." Very profound. So that's one direction. Thought for the day from Cal Ripken Jr., one of Richie's favorites, former Baltimore great. Mm-hmm. Turns 55 today. Yep. He said, "Stubbornness usually is considered a negative, but I think that trait's been positive for me." How has he been stubborn in the way he conducted himself on the field and off the field?
Some would say he should have gotten off the field well before he did, including Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos, who basically drove him off the team. But he just would not give up. I mean, no matter what, through pain, through injury, he would just play and play and play, and that's how he broke the streak.
Yeah. How many games did he play in a row?
2,176 or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Good.
Yeah. So I mean, he's an amazing guy.
But the guy who owned the team had to drive him off.
Well, at a certain point, a professional ball player should step aside for the younger guys who might have that talent that you used to have.
Yeah.
And he wasn't hitting as well as he used to. He couldn't field, so they moved him over to third base from shortstop. Just to try and keep him on the team because he filled seats.
Yep.
The guy was
saying he's good for business.
He was. He's an amazing guy with an amazing career. But they finally had to say, "Hey, listen."
It's so rare that you find a franchise player anymore. Think about growing up, and you always had the franchise player. Now they're always every couple years they're bouncing around.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So speaking of people who have guts, do we think Jimmy Carter has guts? Listen to this, or think about it for a minute. This is 90-year-old guy, and all of the things that he's done since he was president. Most people, when they're done being president, are done kind of with their visibility. But Jimmy Carter wrote any number of books.
He was a much better past president.
Yes. Yeah.
And how,
when he
and
was
think
a
about
president,
this.
He was a terrible president, really, in
the,
many ways.
The way that I can really, and I don't know much about Carter because I was born when he was president, but I mean, literally at the tail end, and don't remember much about him. So all I know is the stuff that I hear, and this guy has a terrible legacy as president. You ask anybody, and they say, in modern history, who's the worst president? I mean, now he might be getting a run for
Bush
his money.
George Bush and Barack Obama before.
But, yeah, he might be getting a run, but most people will answer Jimmy Carter. I mean, just the majority of people always say, in my lifetime, Carter was the worst president. He has the gas lines on his, you know, in his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
But to, and most people, I think, when they're wrecked like that in public and have such a low level of favorability, they would go away and hide. This guy stepped up and did a lot more good after he left the White House than he ever did before or during his tenure there. So, I mean, it's a testament to him.
His actions have sort of touched me. I've not been a big fan. You've heard me say any number of times, as far as being a president, he wasn't a good one. He's a good human being.
And he would talk a lot about other presidents, which most former presidents don't do.
Right, yeah. Well, he's happy to tell you how he feels about what's going on and what these people are doing. Very critical of George Bush. Hadn't had much to say about Obama, but had lots to say about Bill Clinton.
I don't
think
they're fans of each other.
No, I don't
but
think
the
no,
way
no.
he conducted himself in this press conference last week.
Yeah.
He was just
the good humor.
Yeah.
He goes before the cameras, talks about how his melanoma has spread to his brain, the optimism that he has because of this new chemotherapy, and then he goes to teach Sunday school, and he's supposed to go to Nepal in a couple of months. If his schedule allows him to do that, he seems to be a guy who's at peace with where he is and with his death. And
I
that's a moment.
Come. I mean, he's 90, so at some point you have to come to terms with life isn't forever.
I think there are a lot of people who are just scared to death, no matter what age they are.
I think he's at peace with, he's a very religious guy and definitely sees, you know, where he's going. And I think he's at peace with that, no matter what
happens. About looking or listening or thinking, Richie, about what it is that we can't control and how we take that into consideration with each live performance we have every day. We have a live performance. We get up, we do our job, we work with our families, and then, you know, you could be breathing the air here tomorrow. One of us might be gone. And so what would happen if that were the case? It would depend on who you are.
You keep doing the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the show must go on.
Well, I miss you guys.
All right, so that brings me around to something that we were talking about before, the whole business of separation and what goes on with people. One of the most important events in our lives, most of us, is finding a mate, meeting with the mate, perhaps having offspring, understanding or not the person that you are with. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who is my age, been a plumber all of his life, brought his son into his business, has had really a pretty good life, the way he described it anyway, and still works and still likes and, in fact, loves life. He was talking about his wife of 48 years, I think, something like that, and how it is that they've understood that this is his role, that's her role, and they haven't crossed each other's boundaries. Whatever works for the individual is how you need to conduct yourself. And the books say, this is how it's supposed to go. At this point, everybody is different. But it is your job to know, I think anyway, and I didn't know this when I got married because I was way too young to understand anything about life. And so, and I don't, that's not an excuse. It just is the way it is or was. I had a long talk with my son yesterday. We were somehow or other got off onto some philosophical conversations about his mother and how he understands now why it was that we didn't get along, but he didn't understand it when they were younger. One of them, Brendan was three when we got divorced, and Megan was six. And they didn't understand it except that I wasn't there every night. and what they learned about their mother, being closer to their mother in that sense than being with me every day. Now, as he reflects back upon it as an adult, he understands this wasn't critical. God loves, he loved his mother. My God, did he love his mother. But he understands now what she was about, and says he understood why it was. He understands now why it was that we didn't work as a couple. And he does understand some. He doesn't understand all of it. But the reason I'm bringing this story up is because there's so many people who make such a big deal out of marriage and family and don't focus on the important things. One of the things, thank heavens, that both Tony and I realized was that the children were most important. So forget about the fact that you didn't really understand who I was, and I didn't understand who you were. And so that's your stuff and my stuff. But these children are the most important things, and so we need to make sure that they are taken care of. And for the most part, I think that we did that. And the children think that we did that as well. But that doesn't keep us from going back to we had an arrangement with a lawyer to get divorced. It was going to cost us $350. He was going to split everything equally, and that was it, until my former got a hold of some friends who had been divorced, and they looked at her and they said, "You're foolish. You're going to let him dictate the terms because he's got his lawyer giving it." And so she started thinking about it. She said, "Oh, maybe you're right." So she hires a lawyer from a big divorce firm in Boston, and it becomes a big to-do. And I had to hire another lawyer, and we wasted a lot of time and energy, money, and it never came out the way her friends thought it was. But it built up an animosity in her that lasted for a long time. And I think that that's part of what's going on now in our culture. Most people who get untied, if they have children especially, want to, for whatever the reason, work over whatever the problems were, which doesn't fix anything. But the business that's coming out of this, there are now new legions of divorce coaches and specialty firms that have lawyers and coaches they have accountants. And you hire a firm, not a lawyer, but you hire a firm to work you over, and they all get about $100. The lawyers more, but the divorce coaches get $100 an hour. So this is what, at first, when these things started, it was wealthy families who were using them. But now there are all kinds of these groups. And if you Google SAS for Women, Jennifer and Richie, SAS for Women, it's a story of a coaching business started by a couple of women who'd gone through very different divorces, but they had a huge learning curve. And so now they started this firm. They're professional coaches. They are very available. Lawyers are recommending them, and in some cases bring them into their firms to go over a checklist. And they are, this website's very helpful for women, it would seem to me, who are going through this. I don't know that there's something like this for men. I guess if you looked around, you probably would find one. But I guess the only reason that I brought this up was because I have a friend who's going through this now, and it's just an attack. It is a business arrangement, and it's nothing to do with love, nothing to do with a family. It becomes very self. The people that are doing this are very selfish, it seems to me, on either side or both sides.
Do you think if you had worked on yourself earlier, you could have hung into your marriage?
No. No.
You think it was completely impossible?
I've been married in 3 months. I mean, it's just...
And I was 23 years old. It was ridiculous. My mother just died. I mean, it was all the classic signs. Later on in life, we became friends and were close.
The shame of all of what you went through. I mean, you made just a poor decision as a young kid.
Well, I made a decision that was in the cards, whatever it was, to have these children.
For the rest of your life with regard to marriage and commitment for much of your life, anyway.
Yeah, much of my life, yeah. I think it's right. I am very committed to this woman now, as is obvious.
Right.
The last 3.5 years.
Right.
But that is...
But you were like, marriage.
You know, I would make an exception. I would not... I don't feel that way now about me in this circumstance, should it work.
But my point...
But most people don't know what they're getting into, Richie. That's right. Why I have that approach.
My point is, most people your don't decision know. At such a young age, your very poor decision at such a young age... influenced how you thought about the institution of marriage for the adult life.
But now I think at least I haven't given up on relationships.
No,
and people at my age oftentimes just say,
you've matured.
I have, and I continue to mature in some ways. I don't know if I'm maturing a lot of other ways.
No, you have.
But
I don't hear you going, marriage is stupid. People are stupid.
No,
you're stupid.
Well, because I think just happens to be that I feel more comfortable in where I am now in a lot of different ways. But the big D has become my overall point here is it's become an industry. It's become another way for us to take apart that which we don't necessarily need to take apart in the way that it's being taken apart. You need to know what you're getting into. These coaches shouldn't be around after the fact. They should be around before the fact. People should be talking to their priest, their minister, their rabbi, whoever, some guru, some coach, somebody who's a couples therapist, somebody who knows what's going on so that you look at all of these things before the fact.
Right, before you get married. And I also think it's just easier when you're in marriage to say, you know what, I'm mad, I don't want to deal with this anymore, I'm taking my bond, I'm going home.
And very easy to do that now.
There are so many relationships that could work that I think don't because people just don't want to put the work in.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's easy.
No. You have to understand, though. The other
It's such a weird thing. You have to make a commitment to, like, live with somebody forever. Ew. I mean, that freaks me out. It's got to be weird.
All right. Under the circumstances.
Except for you, buddy, my little kitty.
Oh, yeah. Cat. It's 46 past the hour. This is Good Day. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crap, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crap Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Ah, yes.
Putting it lightly.
Yeah. But it just sort of depends a lot. We're talking about the stock market and where it is this week and what may happen and what will happen to you. It's a roller coaster. The stock market goes up. The stock market comes down. It's an affair that requires you to be strong of heart as much as anything else. And so... let's talk about something that's really important.
What's that?
A family of black bears decided to beat the heat this weekend by taking a swim in a New Jersey family's pool. pool.
This has been happening in California, too, because there's no water. So the bears and
going
everything.
Wherever they can
in.
To find some water. So this the picture of the story worth a thousand words at DougStefan.com. The Basso family in Rockaway, New Jersey, looked out the window into the backyard and saw a mother black bear and her five cubs swimming in their pool.
It's a water ground pool, too.
Yeah, right.
It's cute because they're not swimming in my pool.
Right. They stayed there for about an hour. Apparently they came because they wanted to get a drink, but then the pool was so inviting that they decided to take a little dip in it. Yeah, it's one of the kinds of stories I
was surprised at how many cubs there actually were in this family. I mean, there was five little kid cubs there.
I believe it. What is that? This little Indian goes to Oregon. 51 passed on Good Day.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. Monday, Greg, give me an inch, please.
I'll take an inch.
All right. So the business about Google perhaps rigging the election has people talking this morning. Plus, I would like to talk about electric scooters.
Nice.
Two of those items are, neither of them are connected, but they are about technology. That's their connection. And we're talking about technology in a moment here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
You know, before we get started examining a couple of these issues, Greg, I find it amazing when we're talking about, in general, the stock market not doing particularly well. I think it's a great time to buy stocks, frankly. But when we look around, especially the technology sector, and see things like Dropbox, it has a valuation of $10 billion. How's the... Where does that come from?
Well, are you sure you want to be saying that with all your stuff in Dropbox? What if they decide to take revenge on you?
I don't think I have anything. Do I have anything in Dropbox, Richie? I don't know that I have any. I don't even know.
No, but you have Gmail.
Yeah, and how does Gmail connect to Dropbox?
It doesn't, but Gmail connects to Google, and they can certainly attack you there.
Anybody else there in the studio have anything in Dropbox?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything I have is in Dropbox.
Really? Yeah. So it's worth $10 billion.
It is to me.
All right. Google in the spotlight because some researchers, according to the story that's posted today at DougStefan.com, some researchers say that the company could rig the election because of the way they of the power they have to influence you when you're searching, researching, considering the fact that most presidential elections are won by small margins. You know, we have the whole business about John Kennedy winning in Chicago and George Bush winning in Florida. Both of them were very questionable because they were both crooked. And so under
John Kerry, you mean, right?
So,
not John Kerry.
George Bush. I'm talking about John Kennedy and Nixon. Nixon knew that Kennedy's old man had rigged the election in Chicago, but didn't challenge it. And that wasn't the same with Bush and Gore in Florida, but it was just as corrupt. So how do you keep the technology world from corrupting the process?
The fairness doctrine.
Really?
I mean, wasn't there a time where you could take the word Google out of this headline and put the word radio and TV and newspapers in there?
No.
No?
Like this? No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't, maybe the other people don't agree, but I see this as a whole different world.
Well, I mean, but there was the idea that media by giving more emphasis to one candidate.
Well, you're talking about dominant market share because they buy. I mean, that can happen. What they're saying about Google could happen as a result of PACs, as far as that's concerned. The PACs that have all the money that are supporting these various candidates, they can do the same thing that Google can do.
Well,
or they can go to Google and have them do it.
Well, there's two pieces there. There's the advertising component, and then there's the manipulation of the media itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And frankly, I would guess that there's no way you could prove that Google did this because of the complexity of the algorithms they use.
Because they
can
fix it themselves. They're so smart.
Yeah. That too.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Well, and I'm not saying that they did do it or would do it. I mean, but you know, could one evil? And it's not just Google. It's Bing and it's Yahoo, and you know, we get information. It's Twitter and Instagram.
Well,
and Facebook.
Some would say Yahoo is skewed already as to one way or the other.
Well, it's like the polling companies. They're all skewed. Everything is skewed. So,
Except us.
Yeah.
Right. What's to keep George Soros and the Koch brothers from going in and just buying
on either side? Well, they canceled each other out if that were the case. But other than that, it's really an amazing thing to fascinate ourselves with, thought-wise. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.